Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
So the bad news, sports fans, came yesterday from a slow-talking commissioner and a faster-talking player representative.
To be here at this point, it's disappointing in some way.
I think it's fair to say that we established the positions of the parties.
This is what we anticipated.
I'm not sure the players would agree with everything, you know, we've done.
And here we are.
And we remain really very, very far apart on virtually all issues.
Here we are. It's Commissioner David Stern and L.A. Laker guard Derek Fisher after a series of meetings last night failed to save the first 2 weeks of the NBA season. It's bad news for NBA fans and players and all the vendors. The NBA and the players have been unable to reach a deal to end this four-month-old lockout. And last night, NBA Commissioner David Stern did what he said he would do. He canceled the November 1st start date and the first 2 weeks of games, about 100 games. It's a story affecting sports fans, but it's also an economic story about sharing the wealth. Think about it. In basketball, they've got to figure out a way of sharing the wealth, and the marketplace didn't accomplish that very well. That's what the lockout is all about. If you're a sports fan, what infuriates you most about professional sports right now? If you're an amateur economist, what models for wealth distribution do you think the NBA or the NFL, which also ended a lockout this year, what models do they provide that might be useful for the rest of us thinking about Occupy Wall Street and all the issues in play? For more on the NBA, though, we're speaking with Mitch Lawrence, NBA columnist for the New York Daily News. He was following those negotiations until late last night. And we've also got on the line superfan Daryl Bailey, Clipper Daryl, a fan of the L.A. Clippers. Is that right, Daryl?
Yes, sir.
All right. Let's give you the floor first, Daryl Bailey. Speak for all the sports fans around the United States and the world on the cancellation of 100 NBA games. Your thoughts right now?
I mean, it's straight ridiculous right now. I mean, in this economy right now, how can you do this? You know, you shouldn't, they shouldn't even be let out of a room until this. David Stern should say, hey, NBA owners, NBA players, nobody's leaving until this deal is done.
All right. Okay. That's the suggestion from Daryl Bailey. We call him Clipper Daryl. He's a fan of the L.A. Clippers, been to every game for the last 11 years, but it's going to miss a few this coming season. Mitch Lawrence, where do we stand with the players and owners right now?
Well, it's a huge gulf between the two sides, and it's really a philosophical one. In terms of the owners want a harder salary cap. The players want to maintain the system or a lot of the system that has allowed them to reap the benefits over the last few years. And so it's just a shame, but we've got a big, big gap between the two sides.
But no matter how this is resolved, it will be really a result of players and owners coming in and negotiating a settlement that basically resets the market. Market forces aren't working here in the NBA any better than they worked in the NFL. Isn't that curious?
Well, it is, but you could see where, you know, the difference between the NBA and the NFL, John, is that most of the NFL owners going into that lockout are making money. They have a tremendous amount of money that comes in guaranteed from TV deals, and their revenue just streams are much greater than the NBA. I think that's a $9 billion industry. Here's the NBA is in a $4 billion industry, and for the most part, the lion's share of the money, the profits are made by the major market teams. Your smaller markets, mid-markets, are not making the money. They don't have the revenue streams. They don't have nearly the TV contracts that the Knicks and the Lakers have. And so they feel like, hey, we want to get a system where we get more, a chance to make more of the profits. And the players are saying, well, don't take it away from us. You know, we're doing fine. We've helped grow the league. Don't take it away from our salaries. You need to address other issues.
All right, we're talking to Mitch Lawrence, NBA columnist for the New York Daily News, following the lockout, which looks like it's going to result, or the intransigence of both sides is going to result in the cancellation of at least 100 games. Daryl Bailey, you're a fan of the L.A. Clippers. Where do the Clippers play?
Staples Center, sir.
So Staples Center. The Lakers play at the Staples Center, and the Clippers play at the Staples Center, right? They share that venue.
I appreciate it if you don't curse at me.
You're good. We call him Clipper Daryl because he's such a super fan. So, all right, L.A.'s a major market, but the big team in L.A. is the Lakers. I'm wondering if you go to a Clippers game, if they charge you less for, say, a hot dog.
You know, the prices are about the same. The prices are about the same, just the tickets are different.
So I'm wondering, you know, players or owners here, is there any justice for the fans? The prices just go up and up and up. There's all this talk about revenue streams and sharing, but it's not like the fan has a place at any of these negotiating tables, either the NFL or the NBA. Daryl?
Yeah, I mean, they definitely taking their stance for granted, you know, because I feel I'm starting to feel now like saying, hey, they can do whatever to push us around, and then we just sit back and just take it. It's getting to a point to where, hey, why not the fans go on strike, you know? Why can't, you know, you take away some of this, you know, this profit, you know, we should do a three-game. When the NBA does come back, like, everybody sit out for three games. Nobody goes to the games and see what happens then. I mean, you're taking a game from us, man. This game has brought me through a lot of turmoil. This is how I became a Clipper fan. And to see it go away like this, I mean, really hurts. It's two places in my life where I can go and forget about my problems for 2 to 3 hours a day, you know. It's one is church. The second is a Clipper basketball game.
All right, Daryl Bailey, you have missed one game, I understand, over the last 11 years. You're going to miss some this season because they've been canceled. Why'd you miss that one game?
Oh, because I was in a hospital. I had severe heart pains.
I see. So you're having a heart attack. Okay. So that's about the only excuse that you're going to make to not go to a game. Mitch Lawrence, for a fan like that to be saying, I'm going to go on strike, does that have any sort of business significance to the NBA negotiators?
Well, both sides are very cognizant of the fans here. And, you know, first of all, I think Derek Fisher made a great point last night. He's the president of the union. Of course, he plays for the rival Lakers, as Clipper Darren Lowe's. And what he pointed out was, hey, first of all, this is a lockout. This is the owners locked us out. We did not go on strike. And it's amazing how many people think that the players are on strike. As we saw in 1998, which was the last lockout, everyone after that referred to it as a strike. So they're very cognizant of that, and the owners are also, at least they say they are, because, you know, they need the fans, obviously, because the fans help generate a lot of their money. So both sides are saying, hey, we you know what, we apologize to the fans. We apologize to all the people who make their livelihood. Never mind the fans exactly, but how about all the people who are vendors, who are working right at these arenas, who depend on us? So, yeah, you know, they know that this is not good public relations-wise. And the last lockout, not only was there an economic downturn for the league, after that it took 2 years to rebuild the league, basically, but also they took an enormous public relations hit.
Huge, huge hit. Mitch Lawrence, NBA columnist for the New York Daily News, and super fan Daryl Bailey, fan of the LA Clippers. Thanks to both of you.